Blog Talk Radio.
Give it a little time, gospel, give it a little time, gospel, give it a little time, gospel. It's good enough for me, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, cause it's good enough for me. I give me a little time, gospel. Give me a little time, gospel. Give me a little time, gospel. It's good enough for me. It makes me love everybody. It makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me, cause it has saved all our fathers, it has saved all our fathers, it has saved all our fathers, and it's good enough for me. I give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. But it will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. And it's good enough for me. I'll give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. Cause it was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. I give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. But it will take us all to heaven. It will take us all to heaven. It will take us all. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. And it's good enough for me. Amen. It's Pastor Mike Peter with the Golgotha Church of Christ. It's Sunday evening. 6 o'clock, amen, somebody. And in spite of all the difficulties of life, the challenges, we don't have problems, we have challenges. In spite of all of that, God has navigated us to be here today so that we can listen to a portion of his word, we can lift up his holy name, we can raise his, raise him up, right, lift him up, right, eulogize him, give him worship and praise today. He is more than worthy. Do you serve a God that's more than worthy? A God that gets you out of a jam again and again and again, and he's still there. Amen, somebody. I don't know about that. Most relationships don't last that long. But when you serve a God that will be there, when you serve a God that you, that's a relationship you need to maintain. Someone that will be there through you through thick and thin, not someone that will be wimpy on you. Amen, somebody. We're going to sing a couple more songs, and as you're coming on, good to have you. You can call into our Blog Talk line at 619-924-0767, and we can talk about some things at the completion of the message, or you can just type your message in the Facebook, and if you could share the video while you're out here with us. Others will get the ability to also be blessed by the word of God this evening. Blessed assurance. blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. There's a salvation purchased and blessed for his spirit and lost in his blood. This is my story. This is my sound. I'm praising my Savior whenever there is. And this is my story. This is my sound. I'm praising my Savior the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of action, now burst on my sight. Angels descending, strength from above, echoes of mercy and whispers of love. For this is my story, this is my sound. I'm praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my sound. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. And perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am a happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above. I'm filled with his goodness and lost in his love. This is my story. This is my sound. I'm praising my Savior wherever I am. This is my story. This is my sound. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Again, perfect submission for all your bachelors. I in my Savior am a happy and blessed. I'm watching and waiting, looking above, here with his goodness and lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. is my story. This is myself. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is myself. Praising my Savior. Amen. I'm feeling my help come, y'all. Amen. Amen. I'm feeling my help. Come on. Come on in the Holy Spirit today. You know, I've been having a tough time. Hurt my leg a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. And so just now getting myself back up and going. And with the prayers of Annie, neighbor, and others, and your prayers, by God's grace and mercy, I'm on the mend and I'm walking again and doing well and not compensating. And so this is just such a blessing. Also had because of the weather change, a touch of a sinus thing or whatever that happens after you get 40. Amen, somebody. And so. This morning I thought it was going to be a little raspy, and you know, still hear a little bit, but by God's grace and mercy, He has delivered, and so able to sing, and so it's just tough when you can't just belt out how the goodness of God, how great He's been to you, and so I just thank God, I thank Him, and good to see you guys on here. Leanne Johnson, you sent a message, says, please pray. Say a prayer for my mother, and I'm here at the hospital right now with her. She's listening. All right, we certainly will. Sister Johnson, we're going to pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing one more song. And again, share the video if you can. I see you on, Mom, that you share it and others as you're coming on. Thank you, sweetheart. Just set it right there. I got it. Thank you so very much. Right there is fine. Thank you so much. So we're going to sing one more song, Victory in Jesus. We're going to have a word of prayer. If you have any prayer requests, type them in. I have an invocation. We're going to have communion. I was asked, how do we commune? And someone thought that we just emailed it in. I said, no, that's not how we do it. And so it's just a blessing to be able to do it the way God has it to be done and to be able to find scriptural backing in the Word of God. And then we will get to the message at hand. Victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save us like me. And I heard about His glory, all His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin, won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew Him, and now my love is to Him. He belongs to me, to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And I then obeyed His blessed command and gained the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and bought me with a redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He loves me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about the mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, and about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing a better song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Forever he sought me and he got me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him and all my love is through him. He caused me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Forever he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace at this time. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Father God, we thank you this very day for being our God, for beside you there is no other. We thank you for allowing us to listen to a portion of your word, to experience a day in history that will never be again. Many wanted to see this day, but the death angel passed over their way. So, Father, we just thank you on this day that you will continue to strengthen us. We're praying a very special prayer today for the mother of Leanne Johnson at the hospital, and Leanne's there with her today, and asking you to continue to bless her as she's listening in today, and the blessing of this ministry is that they also can, wherever they're at, in the hospital, in a gymnasium, at work, in the car, they're able to listen in and worship and lift up holy hands. Father, we thank you for who you are and what you do. For life is traumatic at times. It just happens. And sometimes we get so hurt. Church hurt breaks us down. But Father, we know that because of you, we have the ability to rise. It was the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, that resurrects us from our issues or idiosyncrasies or caveats of life. It don't matter what addiction you have, let's get addicted to Jesus. It don't matter if you're intoxicated, let's become intoxicated with Christ. If you have a caffeine addiction, let's have a caffeine addiction with Christ. Let's get excited. Let's go high with the Lord. Let's allow God to take us places where we will not allow others to move us. But when you have an intimate relationship with God, the love is that it permeates the rest rules and abides, and it is the protocol of life. Then it's at that time that we're able to lift up, and we're able to release ourselves and allow God to help us in our weary state. Are you weary today? Are you being bothered today? Is there something hurting you today? Are you having a health problem today? May I suggest to you the greatest healer of all time? That's my big brother, Jesus. That's my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Always available. When your best friend won't answer the caller ID, he's there. You can call him up. Call him up. He will answer. your call. Pray for Annie, my neighbor, who's doing better today. As I saw her earlier today, she said she's doing better. I told her I was doing better, and we thank one another for the prayers. And so we're asking us to continue to pray for one another. We see Sharon Baker just come on, and she's asking for prayer for herself and for her family. Praying for you, Sister Baker asks you to continue to hold on just a little while longer. But we serve a God that has a great daytime. And in his time, not ours, y'all. In his time, not ours. When he shows up, he shows out. And he doesn't just leave a residue. He blows the path up so that you know he was there. Without a shadow of a doubt, no one could do me like the Lord. And so we thank you, God, on this day. This is a day that the Lord recognizes as Veterans Day. So if you're a veteran, I want you to stand up today. If you're a soldier for the Lord, I want you to stand up today. For we serve a God that sits high and looks low and sees all the panoramic views of issues of life. And he's readily available to help you in your time of need. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. I'm the God whose shoulders are so wide that he can help folks in China and not forget about me right here in Chicago. If you have sickness, we're praying the Battle of Gilead over you. For those in the hospital, we're asking Jesus to step in. For those that are incarcerated, we're asking you to fight an incarcerated mind with the incarnated Christ. Just because you're behind iron bars don't mean that you have to be incarcerated in mind. The purpose of a rehabilitation of is the fact of being able to restore spirit and to regain our position. God has created all of us with purpose. And so, God, it's to you today, I just honor you. Thank you for being the greatest lieutenant that has ever been, the greatest commander-in-chief that has ever been. No one asked the case, and I can't wait till that day when we meet you in the sky, according to 1 Thessalonians 4. Meet you in the sky so that we can go to heaven shouting, howdy, howdy. Will there be no more bills, no more pain, no more heartache, no more rain? Father, we thank you. We thank you even on this day. I'm praying for my family, asking you to bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for all those on our blog talk radio line fighting an incarcerated mind with the incarnated Christ, those in the continental United States, along with Chicago, those also in Norway and Canada who are viewing at this time as well, listening in. So, Father, we just thank you at this time for just the blessings that you send to us. For without you, we're nothing. But with you, we're able to withstand the wiles, strategic wiles of the devil. Praying for my marriage, praying for my family, praying for my children. Father, just there's so much to pray for. Thank you for what took place. And we know that you will navigate for the elections. And we know that you will see fit as to how things are supposed to fall out. We love you. We adore you on this day. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. As we lift up holy hands, let's all say amen, amen, and amen again. It's communion time. At last, and did my Savior believe, and did my soul in love. Would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy all the day. We find in Matthew 26, as well as Acts 20 and 7, upon the first day of the week, where the disciples came together to break bread, we find that Paul continued teaching as he picked up the 23. The Bible says, "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And as he broke it, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' And after the same manner, he also took the cup. And after he supped, he said, 'This cup is a New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep. For this cause today many are going through things because they're taking the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner." Father God, I thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. I pray that we take it with clean hands and a pure heart. We look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Jesus. Do we say amen? Amen and amen again. You may now take up the bread and the wine. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best in a world of lost sinners has led. So I chase the ragged, ragged cross to my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the rugged cross and exchange it someday for a cross. Those songs, those hymns, they're so rich. They mean so much. And they help us to remember place on Golgotha Hill. Let us go to the Word of God.
we will be in, after one more song, we will be in Psalms 127. It's feel like singing today. God has really brought me a mighty long way just this week. And I'm asking him to continue to strengthen me as there's more push that has to be done. Be a child of the King. We want to continue to pray for Leroy Smith, Momfay Smith, we're in Indianapolis, and others that are the family of Roy Hargrove, and others that are mourning, those that are going through difficulties. We want to continue to pray for them. Amen. I'm a man standing by the Jordan, I wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He's standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, to a man like this before, who could open so many doors. I know a man, I know a man. Standing by the Jordan, a wife and tears for everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He is praying by the Jordan, a wife and tears for everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. Jesus Christ is praying by the Jordan, wiping tears, a wife and tears for everybody's eyes. I never knew a man like this before. Who could open so many doors? I know a man, I know a man. Standing on the Jordan, he's wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He was preaching on the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. Jesus Christ is preaching by the Jordan, wiping tears, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew, I never knew, never knew a man like this before. Who could open so many doors? I know a man, I know a man. Standing up, I know a man, I know. Standing by the Jordan, I know a man. Standing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. He was singing by the Jordan, wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I know a man, I know a man. Jesus Christ, he's singing the Jordan, wiping tears, the wiping tears from everybody's eyes. I never knew a man like this before. You could open so many doors. I know a man, I know a man. Standing by the Jordan, I know a man. Standing by the Jesus, Jesus Christ, I know a man. Standing by the Jordan, he's wiping tears for everybody's eyes. Amen. We need to know that man, because there's going to be some days where it's going to just be you and him. And that's an important time. Oh, sometimes preacher, that's a vulnerable time. Yes, it is. God wants you to be vulnerable with him. He knows what's going on with you. But do you trust him enough to talk to him? To allow him in those hurtful areas of your life that you still keep covered up? You want to duct tape over. You want to continue to cover up as if nobody knows. But you're running. Everyone sees you running. that everyone sees you going through. The people that really know that you're going through something. And they would like to help if they could, but you're so defense, you're so covered up, you're so tight, you don't want to talk. You don't want to expose. And so there's a time when it's just you and Jesus. And so Jesus still wants you to be open with him. Tell him what's hurting. Tell him what's going on. Talk to him. And then allow him to talk to you. Got me out of so many jams. Well, I wanted to clown. Well, I probably would have caught a case. I thank God that he restrained me. That he continued to send the word. In the word or through someone near and dear. That keep me sane. Because when you're caught up in emotion, you're not able to think clearly all the time. And when you're caught up in the emotion of God, you can rest in the palm of God and know that he won't hurt you. He will protect you. There's so many blessings from being a child of God, that if you're not a child of God to this day, if you have not went to God's boot camp of hearing God's word, Romans 10:17, believing his word, Hebrews 11:6, repenting of your past sins, Luke 13:3-5, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and then being buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins, Romans 6:3-4. If you're not willing to go through God's boot camp, then you're not a soldier for the Lord. And so today is Veterans Day. And so I would like to talk to you about the blessing of the Lord. In the book of Psalm 127, the Bible says, unless the Lord builds a house, builders labor over it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman stays alert in vain. In vain you get up early and stay up late, working hard to have enough food. Yes, he gives sleep to the one he loves. Sons are indeed a heritage from the Lord. Children, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons born in one's youth. Happy is the man who has filled his quiver with them. Such men will never be put to shame when they speak with their enemies at the city gate. The blessing of the Lord. There's a law of blessing and cursing. And God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed so much that he did not just sit and watch us in the state that he did something. Knowing what was going to happen, he was proactive and not reactive. before the foundation of the world, there was an executive board meeting. God, the Father, God, the Word, and God, the Holy Spirit, came together and made decisions. One God manifested in three ways. I like to say three personalities, all functioning for one grand purpose. And so he knew, even after creation, that wickedness was going to take over, that even in perfection, the first man and the woman would fall, and he made provision before he created the earth, so that the word coming down through the annals of time will become flesh, throw us back in a state that Satan will not be able to mess with. We serve a God that loved us so much, that blessed us so much, that it's an ironclad experience that heaven can be your own if you're willing to obey God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Model Genesis. No one like him. But whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So salvation only comes through Jesus Christ. You sing that song, Salvation Has Been Brought Down? Jesus gave his life for ransom, and he hung on Calvary. Yeah, on the Calvary. You know that? Cruel Calvary. Paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. For salvation has been brought down. That's a song that's lyrics, that's a meaning that is so rich that helps us to resonate the goodness of God. And so, if you're going to be blessed, and his blessings in you every day, it comes from the Lord, who said a servant God, who reigns on the just and the unjust. But if you're blessed being unjust, just think about what you're missing if you were just. The Bible says, unless the Lord builds a house, its builders that labor over it in vain. Vanity seems to have taken this world by storm. Vanity is emptiness. And we saw the world of people that enjoys emptiness rather than filled. Oh, they think that they have themselves all together because their money hasn't run out yet. Where is hacked their account? Their health is still going well. But do you understand that that's God protecting you as well? But see, God is not concerned about your money. Remember, there was a rich young woman that, as a young lady, wanted to know what he might do to inherit her life. And so it was told to him, how do you understand it? thou shalt love your neighbor, thou shalt go through these various things in the commandments, and say, which your ruler had a great resume, and he says, listen, I've obeyed these from my youth. And Jesus, very, very partial and knowing, says, yes, you have. But there's one thing that stands between you and eternal life. Eager to find that out. Ready to do what needs to be done so he can go to heaven. Jesus says, now, because you are full of possessions and full of wealth, sell everything that you have. Give to the neutralized, liquidated, and give to the poor. And then follow me. The sadness of the story is that the rich young ruler had great riches, and he was not willing to part with his great riches to follow Jesus. So the Bible says he went away sad. And every time I read that, it is sad. And we have placed our treasure in front of the Master. Placed stuff in things. Things that we value are above God. And many times we don't see it that way. But unless you're willing to sacrifice yourself to become a martyr for the Lord, and obedience is better than sacrifice, so whatever God asks from you, you're willing to do without question and without criticism. Joyful, because you know God has you. And we serve a God that loves us so much, that we live in a society that has that does not trust very well. So people live in great mansions, or they create big things, or intellectual property, or whatever it is that you're creating, unless the Lord builds it. Those are building within them. What you do must have God's stamp of approval on it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays alert in vain. You stay up all night. You can't stop an attack. God diverts the attack. And then you get up early and you stay up late. You're working hard to have enough food. Yes, he gives you sleep to the one he loves. Many times we're in this rat race, and I feel it some days. We have to work so hard just to make a meager living. Sometimes you feel like everybody's pulling from you, but ain't nobody helping you. But then God becomes rewarder. That's who you turn to. I turn to Big Brother Jesus and tell him what's unfair in my life, how I see it. And sometimes he just says you just have to deal with it. But sometimes when I don't even think about it, I find out that he's removed the problem. Or he's navigated me around it. And so we have no reason to hang our head. We have no reason to be empty and vain. Everyone wants easy pop popcorn. Everyone wants microwave worship. Everyone wants two songs and a prayer. God ain't into stained glass. He's not into difficulties that has nothing to do with him. We serve a God
that can reach you wherever you are, even in the hospital room. Amen, somebody. Even in your bedroom. Maybe you're not feeling well and you can't get up today. Or you have the strength and you can. We just need to thank God. And I have been reiterating that day in and day out. God, thank you for that I'm as well as I am. Because many times the doors could close. Many times. And I don't know, you don't know. We depress a dying pillow never to wake up until judgment day. But God woke us today. He allowed us to gather today. To come together to praise his holy name. And I don't know about you, but Jesus gives me goosebumps. I just get great joy when I think about it. I don't want nothing vanity. I don't want nothing empty. I want everything real. I want my relationships to be real. I want to be real in my relationships. I don't need phonyism. I don't need hypocritical characterism. I don't need a weakness that won't be changed. I need a God. I need relationship that will sustain the test of time. And that only comes from God. That's the acid test. That's the fire test. That unless you place yourself in God, give your life to God, God will take care of your living. Oh, you can continue to run, but you can't hide. You can continue to doubt when it'd be better off to trust. Why be empty when God can fill you up? He talks about the family. Sons are indeed a heritage from the Lord. Children, a reward. When God puts together the family, he puts it together with purpose of multiplication. And so as the family multiplies, male and female, husband and wife under the umbrella of God, and God rewards that union, that marriage, that cleaved state of a being with children, that is such a blessing. It's a reward that we need to understand. Then it says in verse 4, like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Stop for a moment and think about the last battle you've been in. Were you able to stand, or did you run? Are you a warrior? Like having these arrows in your hand? What will these arrows do? Well, these are the weapons that a warrior uses to fight off. Right? To fight off that which should not be. And so in the quiver, which is the holder, he pulls an arrow. Shoot it with much strength in order to take out an enemy or in order to continue to protect the situation. He also uses it to feed his family by killing livestock. And then bringing it home for meal purposes. When you think about the wrongness of a warrior, a warrior is a person that gets down and dirty, that will get in the trenches. And you've seen those war movies. You've seen Rambo where they're taking their tie around their head, right? And they solidified themselves. Right? They've taken an oath. And now they're going on a mission. And they won't come back until the mission's done.
That's all God has done with us. Individually. He has made an oath with us that if you have obeyed the gospel call and you have become a warrior for the Lord, then you are on the battlefield. So, my Lord, you know that song. And so, if you're on the battlefield for my Lord, then you have to be ready when difficulty comes. You can't always run when battle is up front. Sometimes you must stand in order to fight off that which is coming. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the sons born in one's youth. As God continues to perpetuate the family, and as he continues to add to the church, 1 + 1 + 1, and it's so fast that it looks like multiplication. He wants us to remember a childlike humility. There are people that will argue you to the end. There are people that will that will choose worldliness over godliness because there's something in them or something in their childhood that they crave, that they are not content, that they're constantly scratching and scraping for more. I would pray that you learn what contentment is all about. If God did not leave you with nothing, he provided all your very need. So such men will never be put to shame when they speak with their enemies at the city gate. Sometimes you have to have a one-on-one talk, a face-to-face talk with your enemy. And I'm learning. I have not graduated, but I am learning that it can be done if you allow God to move in his time. So I hope, trust, and pray today that as you think about how you have constructed your life, that as you continue to ask God for things, are you asking in vain, or are you really content with what God has for you? See, many of us don't understand what real worship is all about. We get caught up in entertainment. We get caught up in programs. And that's good. I'm not saying it's not. It's great fellowship. It's great encouragement. The Bible says when two or three are gathered together, in his name, God is in the midst. Now, who best to have in the audience with you than Jesus? You don't have to have a grand crowd to worship the Lord. Paul and Silas showed us that even in the midst of an inner stock, in the inner jail, they're incarcerated, but they love, their mind is not. You're not going to stop them from worshiping God. So if you're here today, and you've allowed stuff to keep you from worshiping God, you think four walls is what God has required, and you really have not surrendered yourself daily. Oh, we pray and thank God that we pray. Vehicle communication to the Lord.
But do we allow God to talk to us? Do we chew on the word and obey the command of the word? God has protocol, and we must follow God's protocol if we expect to make heaven our home. So really much is given, much is required. You can be like Jonah if you want and run on to Tarshish when you need to be in Nineveh. But God has a way of turning you around and getting done what he needs to get done. If you're here today, it's invitation time. Think about the situation with the Lord. If you have some difficulties, we're going to pray right now. If you have something you want to disclose, many times if you're in a congregation, they have you come down front, but a lot of times what they're doing is they're having you fill out a card. So if you want to publicly type in, you can do that. If you want to call in on the Blog Talk line, 619-924-0767. You can do that. And we can talk right here. But if you just want to give mental assent and you just need prayer, we're going to do that right now. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, thank you for who you are and what you do in life. We love you. We adore you, Father. For beside you, there is no other. Father, I'm asking you to be with all of us that have not been what we need to be, but you've carried us through even to the folly of life. Father, you continue to allow our golden moments to roll on as you continue to teach us, praying for those that have something heavy on their heart at this time, that they will release that to you, take their burden to the Lord and leave them there so that they can be lighter. The greatest weight loss program comes with thee. Father, we thank you, we adore you, and we love you on this day. Praying for my family, praying for mankind, praying for Chicagoland, praying just for even enemies on this day. Prayer for the church that you built. In Matthew 16:18, you said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And we find that church coming into existence on the first day of Pentecost, after the first after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I just want to say thank you and ask you to forgive us of any sin we may have committed, to omission and commission, where we may have trespassed against others, others may have trespassed against us, either word, thought, or deed. And continue to follow, to continue to bless us, even on this day. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. Again, we have online giving. If you'd like to give, it's commanded that we give. Giving is a portion of worship. Pressed down, stirred up. God wants us to be a cheerful giver. Do you give grudgingly from necessity, or do you give cheerfully? How you give is a faith issue, for faith is action. And so if this ministry is blessing you, we ask you to make a donation. You can go to our website, www.GolgothaChurchOfChrist.com, and make a love deposit under the donation section. More tab, donations. You can either make a tithing offering or a love offering of your choice. Any amount is not too small, nor is it too big. You can use our Cash App, GCOC1. $ out front, GCOC1. But we also have a PayPal account. So there's different options. You can also mail it in. You hit me on Facebook and let me know He even had others at Western Union. So whatever your choice is, we pray and we thank you in advance. Now let's get to, I see my wife is on, so she may have something that she wants to talk about or to express about the lesson today. She's on Blog Talk. I always want to give her an opportunity because it's such a blessing to have your wife work with you in ministry, even if it's just a little bit. Dear, are you there?
I am. Just basically asking for prayers for myself and my daughter and just my family as a whole. Understanding the strength that when you put your little hands in God's hands, He is there to protect us and guide us. And as you indicated, God is our provision. We as His children have to be obedient and just continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. The lesson today was very powerful, and I thank you for the lesson. And I am one too. Want to salute just for veterans and understand that God, we are soldiers in God's kingdom. So just keep doing this fight. When we fall, we get back up. And ask God for forgiveness and give strength. And just keep walking in God, put our little hands in God's big hand. And that's my prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I want to continue to pray for all of us. We have a reward. The highest honor I think that can be given out by the President of the United States, I think, is a Purple Heart. And it's given to those war veterans that have become heroes and done some heroic things. And so their family is given. If they've been slain down, then all of a sudden they're given a 21-gun salute and a lot of times taken to Abraham Lincoln Cemetery or Arlington Cemetery to be buried with the rest of the soldiers. And so we need to understand that we are soldiers too, and God has a reward for us if we win, complete the race. The race is not won by the swift. It's won by those that endure unto the end. There is a mansion, robe, and crown awaiting for you, as there is one for me. And I just want to get there. I just want to receive what God has prepared for me. Have a great day. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And we'll talk to you soon. God bless you in the name of the Lord.